1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden could be ready to move on the border. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
President Biden is considering taking executive action to impose tough new asylum restrictions. One possibility would be to bar migrants from seeking asylum if they cross between U.S. ports of entry. Now, he is considering, I'm told, a wide range of options. This is just a possibility. No final decisions have been made, but this does come after Republicans on the Hill, under pressure from Donald Trump, tanked that bipartisan border deal, and as President Biden is eager to show voters that he's taking this issue seriously.
Two U.S. officials telling ABC News that Ukraine is quickly running into military shortages because of the House's failure to pass a new aid bill. They say late March will be a crucial time for Ukrainian troops without further action. If you have AT&T service on your phone, you could be experiencing issues with it right now. There are reports of a major outage affecting AT&T users across the country this morning. This is ABC News. Another suspected Houthi attack in the Red Sea.
It's believed Iran-backed Houthi rebels fired at least two missiles in the Gulf of Aden, hitting a ship and setting it on fire. According to the Associated Press, the vessel is a Palau-flagged cargo ship that had been coming from Thailand, bound for Egypt, which had been sending out messages claiming to have a Syrian crew on board to potentially avoid being targeted. Israel, meanwhile, intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the port city of Eilat. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
They're coming back. China says it's sending two giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo. The announcement coming after the return of the bears on loan to the U.S. amid souring diplomatic relations with Beijing. This is the zoo's Ron Swaysgood.
We love the giant pandas here in the United States. They love the giant pandas in China. That's something that we can connect on. And I think it can help improve relationships because it's something that we can work together on.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Festival of Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a 2-year deal with a 3rd-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolek with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 53 this afternoon. Wind will be light out of the west at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Is it Thursday? This week's kind of flying by a little bit. Yeah, I need some audio too. Oh, hang on.
I don't think mine's.
How's that? Good?
I can't hear anything.
Well, Jim, okay. You're old.
Yeah.
I can't hear the TV. Would you kids quiet down?
See those guys at Peach Chihuahua, they come in here and do their show.
I know. Who are they to come in and mess with our stuff,
right.
Todd?
I know.
Todd,
they should set it back to where it was when we left.
You guys are like the old man on the porch screaming at the kids. You can't get that ball out of my
yard. Not even a question where those old guys. I embrace it. I'm amazed I've lived this long to be one of those guys.
We're on borrowed time. We can say what we want.
Absolutely. So. No holding back now.
All right, there I can hear.
Hey, we got a fun show. Well, a big show coming up today. We've got a lot to talk about. I know what we're going to talk about first with you. I've got Murphy from Murphy in the Morning, old WIXX, my buddy, coming on. Right. He's going to be coming on in a little bit. We've got one of your guys from the new community shelter coming on. We got Adam Lee, Icon Entertainment, the Garth Brooks Experience coming up at the Meyer. We got Tarl Knight from the Tarleton Theater coming up. We got a lot going on, but first thing first, I want to hand it to you. And the audio was released yesterday on Dr. Tiller. Your impression.
Yeah. You know what, John? Interviews, you've done, 40 years of interviews, and you say things. Sometimes you get, after you get worked up, too, after an hour, I don't know. I listened to some of the things he said. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I know you said you did, but.
No, I did not.
Oh.
It got
long, didn't it?
I couldn't pay attention. It's like I don't have that good set. What's that called of paying attention to things long
ADD,
enough?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm new into this business, but I don't think she was a great
interviewer.
Right.
I know.
I thought there was just a lot of banter.
Yeah.
So also as the host, John, and you know this, you're responsible.
Yes, I agree.
So she should have at least made sure that the gentleman knew, don't forget, we got this going on, whatever.
Like I told you, I saw an interview with somebody from the Packers the other day, and in the background, I mean, it wasn't featured, but in the background was, just so you know, your conversation, your personal conversations can be heard live over our stream. That's all was on. That's just the way technology is these days, and you really do need to let. I mean, let's be honest. You had a friend here who was in a very high level government job in law enforcement the other day, and your guys are going to just sit here and, for lack of better words, BS. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I'm not going to be anywhere near a microphone." Right? I mean, that's the way it is these days. You got to be super careful.
Yeah, he was with the FBI, and he's like, I said, "Look, we'll just sit over here and talk." And the microphones were in, and he goes, "I don't want to be in that room."
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's cool. So we went to a different to our green room.
But, right.
So with Tiller, I don't know, John, I just talked to Todd this morning. I think I don't think I want to get him on here.
I'd love to get him on.
He liked us. We went out with him socially.
As a human being and as a person and talking to him.
Seems like a good guy.
Personable, energetic.
Right.
We liked him a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to get him back here. I mean, that's over. But, I mean, just maybe if he wants to say a few things on the radio to, you know, the community. I think
I will say this. I will just, as being objective, if I were a school teacher who works their butts off, and gives it everything they got, to be told that you can't that would not have set well with me. I'll be totally honest with you, because I know teachers that work so hard.
Oh, they do,
and they work so hard with everyone and do everything they possibly can to help kids. And that part, he kind of kicked them under the bus.
Yes, but sometimes leaders do that, and I think I would have preferred a clearing the air session. And what did you mean by that?
Exactly.
But instead of, it's not good for, you know, turnover is expensive too, right? I mean, I don't know what they're going to pay this guy out, but it's just, you know, your focus now is on a new superintendent, and I get that, but it's just, it takes a lot of energy and time, and it's nice when you can just focus on the students and education, but this, whatever. This is
can I ask this? I mean, I used to live in Appleton.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear as much about things like this down there. Or Oshkosh, or Todd, I mean, you live in Oshkosh, you hear,
well, a couple things.
Why is it so much angst here?
I think that Green Bay is willing to talk about it a little bit. I actually had a conversation with somebody yesterday about this topic, and she was saying that there's not as much angst in Appleton, but she felt like it was politically correctness instead of, like, actually meaning.
Nobody wanted to step on anybody's toes type thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's all true what you guys are saying. But the other thing, I think Green Bay just gets a spotlight because of who we are. You know, like, I don't know if you remember back, I don't know, 20 years ago. It couldn't been that long ago. Yeah, it was. That whole nativity set that we put up.
Oh, absolutely.
That got on national news. And I remember calling friends of mine in, like, Manitowoc and who had nativity sets.
Right.
And I called the press, and it's like, you're Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay sometimes gets a little more
under the microscope, yeah.
Right, a little more light than...
We're title town.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and people can relate to Green Bay versus maybe a Manitowoc or Appleton. I don't know, but they're not immune from some of these issues, too. It's just, I think ours do get the spotlight. And I don't know if they've gone through superintendents. They've gone through some chief of police's, though. And when they go through them here, it's like, oh, my God, what did he say? Right. What happened over there? Right. It's like, okay, this guy's going to be moving on. And
yeah, in other places, it just seems like it's business as usual, just the normal flow, ebb and flow.
But it's... I just want to say that it isn't always as smooth as you might think, because you don't see it on the front page of the paper.
Right.
So Green Bay it's a blessing and a curse, right? We do something like the lucky llama walking across the bridge. Oh, God, Green Bay's doing this. You know, we get a lot of attention for that. So, yeah. I mean,
you're so good and bad.
It is, but we are a little bit more elevated. But speaking of the good, last night you went for your walk.
Went for my walk.
And
I 5,000 steps.
Well, that's good.
Not bad.
Anyway, and I got
beautiful
home.
Night, just the most gorgeous night last night you've ever imagined.
I know.
And for February, what, 21st, something?
Today, 53.
Yeah.
Next week, 60. 60, did you guys see that?
It's unbelievable.
Anyway, that was great last night because I got home. I had to work till like 7:30. Then I agree with you. That was just a perfect night. And I see that I drive over the Bart Starr Bridge and they have one of those speed calculators.
Yeah, they put it over there now on Walnut.
It was on.
It had been over here on, yeah.
But I may have upped the average a little bit.
I'll tell you what. I mean,
I saw it. I saw it.
I will just say this. I'm not going to be that old guy, but it's still so loud. The cars is incredible.
I will take.
It's literally like being at a drag race. It's incredible.
I would much, if I had to pick one thing that I would like to throttle back on, it would be noise over speed.
People would be shocked at how loud downtown Green Bay is at night. It's something
and
else.
And Monroe.
Yeah. It's
Broadway.
Something. Yeah.
Wait till the
and they're not even going that fast. It's just loud. It's just weird. It's crazy.
Wait till you weren't here in spring. Wait till spring comes.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Yeah.
So the loud motorcycles and the. It's loud.
Met some good people last night when I had a couple glasses of red wine. Which I love doing. When I go to a bar, I don't
Todd,
drink.
Do you realize how he changed it? Because when he came in, he said he had a couple bottles of red wine.
I did not say a couple bottles.
No, he didn't. He said a couple glasses.
A couple glasses. Okay. And met some great people who, you know, the Charles Corral book I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. The thing that's so good about that book that Cowboy Dave loaned me is that the people he, when he travels around the country, none of them are big names, none of them, right. but they're all interesting. Just, and I met some people last night, they were just really interesting, fun people. And it's, you know, and it's just, I had a great time, just the people I met last night, and some of them are listeners and they're whatever, but just meeting normal people and talking with them is 90% of the time so much more fun than talking to a quote, you know, celebrity or a person in the news or whatever, whatever.
And everybody's got that story.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but you know, you sit next to someone on the plane or something else, and it's like, wow, that's,
yeah.
But yeah, that's fun to just go and you don't know the person, they may know you, and,
but that's what it was. It was just, you know, sometimes you go out and it's like, I can't wait to get out of this place because yeah. it's whatever. And last night I had such a good time just with all these guys that I met, just really interesting guys. This one guy was he used to be a professional boxer.
Oh.
And this other guy was had been a paratrooper in the Army. Then these other guys that one of the guys runs a bar. I want to stop at this bar. He runs the bar, the last bar on the most northern tip of the Door Peninsula. I can't think what town that is. Then right, like where you'd get on the boat to go to Washington Island.
Right, right.
Is it something port? Let me check it. I'll look.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I've never been there, actually. I've never been to Washington Island.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Go. Definitely go.
That's what I've heard.
There's not. Jim.
Yeah, there is. No, it's called Snake Island.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim. No, there's no more snakes there than there is in any other part of Wisconsin.
No, that's not true because some people camped there and they saw it. Nope, I'm not. And I could have gone there. Do you remember that they had a hotel called Holiday Inn burned down? Do you remember that?
In Door County?
No, in Washington Island.
No, yeah. I don't remember that.
And a friend of ours lives on Washington Island.
Okay. And, seems to be a great place to live.
And I've been invited there, but no. Mm-mm.
The snakes drive you away from Washington Island?
I heard there's a lot of them.
Oh, Jim.
No, I did.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, but I heard
it's
there's
not like they're rattlesnakes or anything.
I think it's a snake.
So Northport is the very last.
That must be it.
And
right.
then Gill's Rock is back a little bit further.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking of Gill's Rock.
Okay.
I've been up there, but no, I would.
I think there is a place called Snake Island, actually, isn't there?
Yeah, isn't that?
But that's not Washington. There's a place. It's called Snake Island.
Right. I thought it was Washington Island.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll go then.
I lived in Arizona where there's like 14 different types of poisonous snakes.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what? You should never feel bad for somebody that dies.
Now, isn't that nice? Good morning, everyone.
We'll get a t-shirt 617. That says that. Yeah.
But I'm going to give you one that it's like, what's coming to you.
That, okay.
Guy in Arizona, okay? I think it was Arizona. Had a pet Gila monster.
Wow.
And got bit by it.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You know what?
Yeah.
Do you watch any of that?
God's way of thinning the herd there. You got a pet Gila monster, which is one of the most deadly things ever, because when they clamp on you and they give their venom like right into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was you see that stuff on wherever how it gets on your phone, but the people who go in, jump over the cage for the selfie, you know? And,
oh, yeah.
You know? It's
oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, really, you feel bad. You feel bad for their family, but you don't feel bad for the guy.
Exactly. Of all the things that can kill you in the world, to take it that far by doing something stupid.
That borderline suicide.
But who's going to have a pet Gila monster?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most deadly things you'll ever find. Yeah.
And it did him in.
Did him in.
Yeah.
Yep. Boom. Done.
Wasn't there something? Yeah. Whatever. There's
same thing. I got to be honest. And in this, I don't want to rip somebody else's religion. Everybody's got their beliefs. So I'm not going to put down, beliefs or beliefs or whatever. But these people, you know what the leading cause of snake bites, poisonous snake bites is in the country?
Well, those religious things?
The religious ones.
Yeah. Wow.
Where it's like, Lord is protecting me. This serpent cannot hurt me. Ow! Son of a! God! Dang it!
And then do they all get to go back up and pull out their 20s that they threw into the dish? Wow.
Leroy, pull this off my neck! Thing hurt!
Probably a little late.
Who the hell brought in a snake that bites?
As producer of the show, I'm just reminding you that your mics are live.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We need to watch out.
Hey, we got to send a quick break by the mayor. We got a big show coming up, folks. Murph in the Morning joining us in a little bit. Stay with us.
And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning. 31 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 33 degrees in Oshkosh. What's it going to get up to today, Todd?
53, I believe.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
It says 50. Yeah, it's, and then it's going to get cold for a couple of days, but then next week we're going to hit 60.
I mean, unbelievable.
I love it.
I know. People, you know, I drove past a,
there are people walking
in Ledgeview, Mr. Golf or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Driving range loaded with people. Yeah.
It, yeah.
Do you golf?
A little bit.
All right.
You know, I'm not a good golfer, and
you can't be a good golfer if you only golf a little bit.
Right.
And that's been my curse throughout my entire life, too. It's like, I would golf like to, I'm going to talk about this with Murph. It's going to be coming on in about 15 minutes. I remember one, I think this happened at least a couple of times. We were hosting like a Packer alumni tournament down at Butamore in different places like that. I think one time might have been Oneida or something. Cool, you know. And these people, you know, it's like $500. I remember it was expensive, you know. And, but it's like they get to play with a celebrity. And, you know, you got Willie Davis, you got Ron Costello, not Costello, poor Ron died pretty young. But all these, you know, former Packer players. Well, we would be grouped in amongst as a celebrity. So here are these guys that paid this big money.
It's like,
I wonder if
you.
We had Jerry Kramer this year. You know, last year we had, you know, Herb Adderley and blah, blah, blah. And here Murph and I go walking up. It's like, hey, guys. Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's great you guys are here. Yeah, yeah, you bet. We're just waiting for our Packer players. Well, we're at. Oh,
we're them.
And then I remember one of the guys saying, yeah, and he says, so one of the other guys, yeah, but I'll bet they're really good. They play a lot of tournaments. You know, we could win this thing. And then we both tee off. It's like, pew, pew, out in the woods.
But what keeps you coming back is you get like
a couple of good shots.
Oh, man.
I agree.
Adrenaline.
It's like, and it seems so easy. It's such a, you hit that sweet spot and it seems so easy. And you think you got it. And as soon as you think you got it, there's this little devil that sits on your shoulder.
Oh, man. And it just gets you going back. I was in a lot of golf tournaments, you know, because on Mondays there's a lot of charity golf in Green Bay and Boys and Girls Club, this, that, that. Anyway, there was one, and your friend, Bob Schultz.
Yeah.
He was working one of the holes.
Sure.
I forgot what the, I don't know what the charity was. It doesn't make any difference, but it was closest to the pin.
I know Bob is big with, because I host the Unity Golf tournament every year, and Bob is real big with them.
Okay, could have been that. But anyway, and it was, and I'm not a good golfer, and I, and you know, people stand around when it's closest to the pin.
Yeah,
and I teed off. It was 100 some yards. It was, and it was an unbelievable shot. So he thinks I'm a good golfer. He goes, wow,
that's all you need.
That was the one good shot out of my.
I remember one
100
time,
that
I remember
took,
one time I had one of those that I joined this group, and the you know, one of those things. You know, sometimes the less you think, the better you do.
Yeah.
Because I was late for this group, and I go up, and I had maybe one of the best drives of my lifetime.
Right.
Okay, out of the no idea, because I wasn't thinking you just do it. And this one guy goes, John Mina, wow, you're one of the greatest golfers I've ever seen. And honestly, God, I literally almost didn't hit the ball for the next hour.
That's pretty much the way.
But you know how that this that's the most. It is the most brutal sport. In regards to trying to, because, and the funny part is, you know, you watch the big timers, and I'm a big fan of Jordan Spieth is my favorite golfer.
I saw him.
Really, I just really like him. And his game will go where he will lose it, and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what they do for a living. This is what they do 14 hours a day. And those guys can lose their swing or their touch or their whatever or their grip or their putting stroke. It's incredible how tough that sport is.
The reason we keep doing it, I think, is because you can do it. I mean, you got that shot in you. It's like, you know, is that why we bowl? Because everybody bowled a strike, but you just can't, you know, put a string together.
Well,
I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah.
But I do like golf. I like going out. And when I was in the private sector, my brother and I would go a lot. And like you just said earlier, you got to go a lot to be good.
Yeah, all the time.
If you go once,
it just won't be there. Weeks, no, won't be there. Got a text here from my buddy Tori. Our buddy Tori took off from Orlando yesterday at 1 o'clock. It was 52 degrees. Landed in Appleton, 52 degrees. Vacation sucked.
There was a.
But Tori also sent me a picture about where they were in Florida. It said poisonous snake area.
No thanks. Nope. I
had a rattlesnake snap at me one time. I told you that story.
Yeah. No. That would be it. So anyway, I love living here.
Where did this thing come about, Washington Island and the snakes?
No, I think that's what it's called.
Has anybody listening?
No. Camping. People who camp. No, I tell you, somebody I worked with at City Hall. She went camping there and just would talk about the snakes. I'm like, I wouldn't even go there, much less camp.
Why would Washington Island be a snake infested?
I mean, I spent time up there. No more snakes than anywhere else in Wisconsin.
Is it Gill's Rock? Maybe something up on the peninsula is.
I wish we had that guy on that I met last night at Hagemeister, like who runs that bar right at the thing. Find out about this.
Right. No, there's.
Something. Anybody out there, please text us. What's our text number, Todd?
You can text us by getting the Civic Media app, downloading that, choose WISS or WGBW, okay. And then text from there.
Have you folks ever been to one of the islands, and is it like, are snakes a problem?
Right, and have you heard that this is kind of like, it's not jokingly, I mean, it's like, yeah, there's just a lot of snakes in this area. Like, have you heard that?
So there are snakes, but it looks, just from looking, it looks like, in general, there are snakes in Door County.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is an island that where people camp. I don't know. That was a long time ago, but after I heard that, I'm like, well, that's off my list, you know, and I'm not going there.
Because of a grass snake or a garter snake?
They're all the same, John. They're snakes.
They're not going to hurt you, though. I mean,
yeah, it's not that. It's the fact that I would pass out and hit my head.
The things you learn on this show.
I didn't know you had a snake phobia.
Yeah, a lot of people do. That's one of the most common phobias.
I believe that.
No, it is. I'm not alone on that. Anyway, I don't. That let's just leave that there. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm starting to get queasy right now. So okay.
Really,
no. I'm just
wow.
Kidding.
I swear to God, if he passes out, we're taking a lot of pictures and posting.
I will
online.
Say this: I've seen some huge fox snakes.
I don't even know what those
in
are.
In the UP, we'd call them pine snakes, but they look just like a rattlesnake. It's incredible. I've been fishing. At times, and I run into them, and it's like, whoa, that's the same size as a rattlesnake. They do get healthy.
But snakes, I think you grow up as a little kid, like, you know, the serpent and Adam and Eve. Don't you think you learn
it's almost considered the evil thing.
Right.
I agree. I'm not disputing. I don't love them. I would never have a snake for a pet or anything. But I've always been fascinated by them. I watch every TV show about snakes. I would love to go to the rattlesnake roundup down in Sweetwater, Texas. I used to hunt rattlesnakes when I lived in Arizona.
I've eaten
which now is illegal. You're not allowed to kill a rattlesnake down in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah. We take a little 22. We have a little thing called snake shot to shoot them with.
Well, you got to be pretty good aim.
Not really. I mean, you're pretty close.
Okay. I was going to say, because that's you.
They can go about half their length. When they snap at you, they're about half their length. That's how far they can go. Like if it's a 4-foot snake, they can go about 2 more feet.
Well, they can go an additional.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that. Wow. Okay, all right. Well, we'll get on. We got a great guest coming up here. He's a friend of mine. Friend, you're going to like this guy.
Today is National Margarita Day. Have you had the new margaritas? Todd, I imagine you would. The real spicy jalapeno margaritas.
Not yet.
Phenomenal. No. Phenomenal. National Chili Day. I love chili. I could eat chili. I could live on chili. World Yoga Day. Jim.
Perfect day. We'll get that mat
we'll
out for
to
you.
We'll get the mat. It's still in the wrapper.
And George Washington's birthday. We got a lot going on. Stay with us. Mind on the Mayor.
I said me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole. And she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found a frog.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, today is the beginning of North America's largest organic farming conference. And guess what? It's happening right here in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. They're expecting more than 1,800 attendees for the 35th annual organic farming conference hosted by Marble Seed happening in La Crosse. Laura Stern is executive director of Marble Seed and said one of the areas they're focused in on this year, trying to reveal monies available to farms that want to transition into organics.
For folks that are considering organic, this is an amazing time right now in the history of organic to make that transition. There's a lot of support from our organization, from other organizations across the country, and enabling farmers to kind of fund that transition because we know it's hard. There's funding for mentorship, technical assistance, and all that that we're part of. And then there's also funding for the farmers that are making the transition to support them in doing that.
Laura Stern, executive director of Marble Seed, the hosting group for the 35th annual Organic Farming Conference happening today through Saturday in La Crosse. Stern also says that this year's theme focuses in on reducing waste on the farm, waste of time, waste of money, waste of food, waste of byproducts.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And National FFA Week continues across the countryside. Today is Give FFA Day. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation is targeting a $50,000 goal with matching donors, state officer challenges, and a new Rooted in Giving program that they're launching this year. It's all about supporting students through travel stipends as well as support during their supervised agriculture experiences. You can find out more going to WisconsinFFA.org. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
It is going to be another really nice day today, mostly sunny with a high of 53 this afternoon. Wind will be light out of the west at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 30. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. We talk about them all the time, and there's a reason. They will help you out if you've got problems. Fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, biohazard cleanup. If you got a cat that just pees all over your place, they'll come in and they'll take care of it. Help them out. They're great for the community. 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com.
All right.
Snakes, one night, seriously, one guy we're talking.
Snakes and cats. Yeah.
Does the cat peed all over the thing. Okay. Urinary tract infection or something, and just destroy the rugs.
Okay, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, we got a very special guest.
We do have a special guest. So this week, actually, these 24 hours is Give Green Bay, and that's where you can go to your favorite charity and donate money, and it's kind of a push for finances. But besides, you know, the treasure is the time and the talent, and I don't know, I think I might rename this portion of our show the good guy portion, because our guest here, this Jeff Cast, who grew up in Pulaski, then moved to Oklahoma City, went to school at Oral Roberts, moved back here. And one of the first things you did was call to see if you could get involved in charity. Tell us about why that's so important to you.
Appreciate you having me on the show. Not sure why I'm on here, but I appreciate it.
It's our Pulaski Red Raider Day.
Our good guy day. So anyway,
it's Puchki Day.
I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I moved back here like 6-7 months ago, and just driving around town, and I was looking for a church home, and then I drove by the shelter a couple times, and I'm like, man, that would be nice to just get involved, because I was fairly heavily involved with volunteering down in Oklahoma, and it meant a lot to me. It was just, I don't have kids, don't have parents, so it's like I wanted to have some purpose. So I was driving around and just saw the shelter and put in a call, and immediately 3 weeks later, you called me back.
I think that's awesome.
Immediately 3 weeks
later.
You know,
we always say, Jim and I were just talking about this yesterday. You got to do something that you have, it's inside of you, purpose. That passion type thing inside of you.
Absolutely.
You can't fake it. You've got that passion.
Yeah, it's kind of a driving force in my life with not having, I guess, not having kids. It's like, what do you do with your life? You can play fantasy football all day, or you can do a bunch of things, but it meant a lot to me. We instantly connected with the people at the center, and as we were talking, you gave me a lot of your time, and I was grateful for that, and we figured out, hey, bingo might be good for me, and I have a twin brother, and we're both kind of a little active and a little loud and stuff like that, and we the first time we jumped in and did it, the people were just so good to us. They were, like, I don't want to say instantly family, but it came close, and it was just big. It meant a lot to us.
Isn't it almost surprising when you go there, though, when you have the connotation of a homeless shelter, and you walk into any W community shelter, and it's like, holy cow, this place is spotless. It's clean. The people are all working. It's all,
yeah.
It's not like, you know, what you, in your mind, whatever you perceive.
Right.
Isn't it a great place?
Oh, it's awesome. I was involved with a place down in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, called The Merchant, and it was way less extravagant.
Yeah.
And then that guy's name was Jim Schmidt. His name is Paul Schmidt.
Paul Schmidt. Okay.
Paul Schmidt. Last name's, I'm like, oh, maybe that's a connection point. And yeah, the NEW is amazing. Like, it's like a hotel.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well,
but the reason is because they have the clients or whatever you call them. They do the work.
Residents.
I mean, the residents. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I mean, they really have responsibility if you're going to be there.
And they buy into the program.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. That's why.
But and they take pride in it.
They do. But they work harder than we do. Right. They're very committed to getting out of homelessness. But I want to say that part of living life is bingo and some things. And you and your brother really elevated the energy.
That's so cool.
He gets a lot of people there. And he just gives you off if you win, you give him a can of soda or whatever. I saw you lying in my office picking up some gifts. But yeah, and that's part of, you know, they can be sober, they can have fun, and you're pretty entertaining. And I just really appreciate you doing that. I mean, that's part of giving, as we talk about Give Green Bay, Give Oshkosh, Appleton, is that You know, I don't know what your resources are, but money isn't everything. I mean, you really want, they need to see someone that has been successful. You work in a staffing company. So, you know, and you told me that part of your goal might even be to help these people find employment.
I'd love that. I got involved, and you see people like Shane, who's staying there, but he helps and volunteers like crazy every day. Then you have the volunteer coordinator, Sarah. She's the one who goes out and shops at Dollar Tree, gets all the prizes, and makes it an event that we can come in and just do our thing. And when I when I came in there, I was like, man, there's a lot of money here. There's like, so me bringing money to the table wasn't going to be anything. So I knew,
there's not that much money here.
I shouldn't say that.
We need money.
Absolutely. But it's just like, I knew like I didn't have that much. So I'm like, I'm not going to come here and just bring money and help the equation. I'm just going to bring some entertainment.
Not just going to throw money at the problem.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. You can roll up your sleeves and get personal.
So tell us about this service for staffing. What do you and you and your brother own that, or what do you?
No, I'm far from owning that. There's like 15 offices. I've just been there for about 6 months. A buddy of mine I've known since kindergarten. He got me a job there, and it's been awesome. I like helping people find jobs and stuff like that. But hey, quick story. I've been volunteering for whatever for like 6 months, and a friend of mine's been helping me once in a while. Like last night, he helped with the bingo.
Yeah.
The ice machine has been down, ice water machine, which 150 people depend on that thing. It's been down for almost a month.
Yeah.
And last week, I was like, man, we got to find some. I'm going to make some calls. And Jeff, right next to me, he's like, hey, I know somebody. He makes a call to the company. It's called, Engels Commercial Appliance.
Yeah, that's food service.
Okay, so he's going to get us a new one and have it installed next week, Tuesday.
Well, that's awesome. Really?
The crazy thing is that they were the original people who donated that thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
see, that's part of, that's charity. You know, I mean, that the connections in that, you're just not there and it's a block of your life. You're actually talking about it outside that. And
I, you know, not to both smoke up your whatever, Jim, but I don't know if the community understands what a great facility you guys have there, NEW Community Shelter. I'm serious. It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
It truly is. I've seen other places that are, like, I have to say, like, run down. And,
yeah.
Right.
You know what? I'll be honest. Like, when I was there, I didn't know who was a counselor, who was a client, right. who was a resident, who was somebody might be the director of the whatever. Everybody was the same.
Yeah, no name badges. We just, we're part of the family, too.
Cool thing is, I was talking to some of the residents last night, and I said, hey, what would you, some suggestions for this place? And the biggest thing is they wanted more interaction amongst each other. They wanted to find ways, like, events to get people to get together, have trivia night, have a barbecue, they love the Packer events, but it was cool that they wanted more interaction amongst each other and not just like to keep to themselves. And
we were going to do a big pasty thing where he was going to have
I love pasties.
You love pasties?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was
Upper Michigan.
Absolutely. What do you know about the UP?
I've been to every city. I did door-to-door sales in every city.
Nagani? You ever been to Nagani?
Nagani, Sault Ste. Marie, Houghton Hancock.
Well, you've been all over that.
Hurley.
That's a lot of miles.
Everywhere. I love it. Oh, my God.
By the way, I just want to say one thing about Tulsa. Most infamous football player to come out of Tulsa for Packer fans was T.J. Rubley. Do you remember T.J. Rubley? You know the T.J. Rubley story?
No idea.
T.J. Rubley, 1994. Brett Favre. He was a Packers backup quarterback. Comes in against the Vikings. Third down and like two, okay? Driving for the winning field goal. He calls this audible. He wasn't supposed to. Throws an interception. Got cut 2 days later. But you know what the cool thing is? You know who his brother-in-law is? Sylvester Stallone. He's married to Jennifer Flavin's sister.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Another famous quarterback come out of Tulsa was Gus Frerotte.
I know that name.
Remember Gus
Frerotte? Yeah.
He was famous because he scored a touchdown, he was all excited, and he headbutted the wall and, like, busted something in his neck. Yes. And then another great quarterback named Jeb Blunt back in the day.
Okay. Well, we're glad
the Bucks had a great basketball player, Paul Presley from Tulsa.
We're glad
you're amazing.
He is.
How do you remember this stuff?
I know, right? And he
that's
no
why
notes.
He's John Mino.
Right. There's no notes. There's no Google. That's what's rattling around up there. So, but Jeff Cast, you know, you're just like I said. I would rename this the good guy portion. You and your brother just reached out and said, hey, look, you know, we want to get involved. We want purpose. Not that you need
from the heart.
Yeah.
Right. And you've been doing bingo at the new community shelter. I know the residents love you. They can't wait for that. And
I'm a good bingo caller.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I bet you
bring
are.
It. They'd love it.
Our next one, 017.
Okay.
To be 17.
There's no 07.
Right?
There's no
07. There's no 07.
That's I-17.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'm a great bingo caller.
Everybody's a critic.
I think one night
he's worried about his job.
What about a contest? What about a contest? The best bingo caller. We'll put Milo up against Jeff.
Let's do it.
You come to the shelter. We would have fun with that, and they would love it. But Jeff, I just want to thank you, and you know, for your service first.
I think it's
you know,
awesome.
You guys are just on Shawano Avenue. So thanks for what you're doing in the community. You've been moved back here 7 months, and I just think you're really engaged. And I just want to get you on the show and tell you.
I appreciate
thank
it, man.
You, and
it's
I think,
been a blessing.
Think
it really has. Everyone there has embraced us, and we're just grateful to be part of the what
but
you
it takes
doing
people then. Like you and your brother totally. And whoever. These places wouldn't exist if they didn't have people like
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
He does an amazing job. That's former mayor doing awesome. I couldn't believe where I was halfway through the interview with him, and all of a sudden, then he tells me he's like the former mayor. I'm like, oh my gosh, who's this guy?
Oh, he's big time.
I didn't start with
and
that.
And John Mino here, too. This is amazing. Started. Oh, man. How does this happen?
We're bringing it on.
All right.
All right. Todd's like, let's wrap this. I don't need to hear this.
Jeff, thanks for coming in. Thanks for what you're doing in the community. And, you know, good luck to you. We'll get you back on the show.
Thanks so much.
You're what we need in this community.
Absolutely. Appreciate it's great what you do. And give your other company a quick plug.
Service First Staffing, Military and Shawano Avenue. If you need general labor or if you need a highly skilled, we're there to help.
I want to do general labor.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, here we go.
Yes!
You could commentate the general labor.
That's about the extent of it.
Why does everybody say that? Why don't you think I can do labor? Why is that? Unbelievable. I liked you before this, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, great awesome. Having you here. Congratulations, you and your brother and everything. You're the kind of people that make places like his place work.
Oh, appreciate that, man.
Thanks, right. buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. Thanks so much for coming in. All right, when we come back, Murphy will be joining us. Oh, he is actually here. Oh. Oh, well. Murphy. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hang on a second. What our guest here is like, Murphy in the morning? Say hello to Murphy in the morning. Hang on.
Hey, Murphy in the morning. How's it going? I remember you growing up.
Well, good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, man. Wow. I moved to Oklahoma for quite a while, and I didn't have much touch. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, I used to listen to you all the time. That's awesome.
Well, now you're in the presence of real greatness.
Hey, Murph, that doesn't make us feel old at all when a guy like here, you know, says, I listened to you growing up.
Growing up.
When I was a fetus, I used to listen to you.
Yeah. That was always one of my funnest things. When someone would say, you know what, I listen to you on the bus all the time.
Exactly. Well, I remember one time I was at a place with this girl. She said, oh, my gosh. She says, I'll never forget you. I'm like, oh, why is that? She says, You came and read to my fourth grade class, and she was working this thing. It's like
in her 30s.
Absolutely mid 30s. We go back that far. Murph, I already told the story. We're talking about golfing, and I know you golf every day now, pretty much. Tell about the celebrity tournaments when we'd walk. You know, we were hosting them, and people were expecting a Packer player to be in their foursome, and you and I would show up.
Yeah.
Speaking of golf, I have a twin brother. He and I are going to start a YouTube golf channel here soon. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Murphy is like the most... How many... Do you golf every day now, Murph?
Not every day. This week, just about, but average about three a week for sure.
Wow. How many hole-in-ones you got?
I have one.
Oh, there
we go. Do you really?
Yeah, I got a Thornberry four or 5 years ago.
Which hole?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Number eight.
Oh, that's a good hole.
Well, here's cool. I guarantee you people something. Here's a guarantee, okay? I know Murphy very, very well.
Nice.
I guarantee you one thing. When he got done with that round, he ran to his car and drove away so fast. He didn't have to buy a round for everybody in the bar. True or false,
you know
Murph?
What? Funny story. That did not happen. It was league night. So it was men's league, and there's two leagues going at the same time. We had a kitty. So we have in the league, you have a hole-in-one kitty. And I think in the kitty, there was about, $180, $190 in that kitty. So that went towards the bar bill. I got another bill at the end of the night for about $185.
No!
Broke even.
Not hardly. Wow.
My goodness.
That's what it costs to get a hole in one.
Wow. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, we're not going to say any names, but it's funny how people can spend all this money golfing and buy the highest equipment. But boy, when it comes to buying beers afterwards, certain people will be in like the men's room until the pitcher is on the table.
Alligator arms.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, my God. Yes. I've been with those people often.
I had a hole in one at Crystal Springs, number 17. Remember Crystal Springs at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you buy the round?
Well, I was with a friend and she didn't even see it. She's like messing around with the cart. So I get up to the hole and like these two guys from the number 18th tee saw it and they're like, did you get a hole in one? I'm like, yeah. And so I bought them drinks.
Wow.
You just bought only the people that saw it, Murphy. That's how you.
I was a little low key on it. I'm like, I don't want to fill the whole place.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Murph, we're going to set it a quick break. We're going to have you when we come back, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Stick great. Murphy in the morning joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here, Jim. You're on.
Do you?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends June 23rd.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and joining us right now is Murphy in the morning.
Murphy, I see your name in the paper more
now
that you.
We were talking about this. We were crazy. Together for like 15 years as a radio show. I think we were mentioned in the paper twice. One was Tammy when she was on Regis, and the other was the time we got in trouble because you always wanted to play the song Running Bear.
Oh, the Indians love that. Yeah. But it's amazing. This stuff is like, this isn't just,
it's,
you know, page seven. This is front page. And you're always mentioned because of all the drama and the turnover they've had there. They always reference, you know, you were the stability in that station. And are you part of it, or are you just in Florida zoned out?
Yeah, I'm pretty much zoned out. I've got some buddies down here from Green Bay. And they said the same thing. And they're like, every time I go online, I see your name.
Right.
Like,
is that funny, Murph? I mean, we used to do whatever we could do to try to get some other media exposure, and we got nothing. And now all of a sudden, it's like, shoo! Yeah. It's like this biggest story.
It would have been nice to get that kind of coverage when we were actually on.
Exactly.
Air.
Right.
Do you miss it, Murphy? I mean, is it something where it's like, boy, I really wish I was on the air doing a show?
Not too much. You know,
like none. He no longer gets up at 4 a.m.
Well, that's the funny thing. I was thinking about that this morning. We still get up pretty early. Generally, you know, 5 o'clock your time, pretty much. I'm still waking up, and actually I'm waking up before that, obviously a couple times a night, but, still get up pretty early. You know, we usually will take the dog for a walk pretty early in the morning. And then, if I got a tea time, generally around 8 o'clock our time, so 7 o'clock your time. And by the way, it's not been very nice weather-wise here. Like this morning, 44 degrees feels like 42.
Yeah, we just had one of my buddies text, and he's coming back from Florida and St. Augustine. He said it was 52 degrees when he left there and 52 degrees when he got back to Green Bay.
But
yeah,
this is
I think it's been 65% of the days since January have been under the normal highs and temperatures here in Florida. It's been
wow.
Crazy.
And I'm sure we've had 65% over. It's unbelievable, the weather. Snowblower once.
Yeah,
you know,
one time for the year.
For the year.
Yeah. Hey, Murphy.
I heard Joe's Green was packed yesterday.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just back to the radio thing, and not to get into, you know, individual things or whatever, but, you know, when you're in radio like we were for so long, you know, the top station or one of the top stations, you don't really feel, you're almost like oblivious to that. And then all of a sudden, when something like this happens, you kind of realize, holy crap, that you do play. I don't mean it's how I'm going to say this, but you are a big part of people's lives more than you realize, huh? And it takes something like what happened for you to almost realize it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you don't really realize, because a lot of times when you're on air, you know, and before the advent of text messaging, you only had phone calls to rely on if you had anybody listening at all, right? You didn't really know. You just kind of hoped they were.
Yep.
And then once text messaging came into play, then you got to get a little more immediate response from listeners. And then you're like, okay. And you can see they're out there and they're paying attention, they're active and they're participating. But even to that degree, you know, you're going to have a certain core of people who are, you know, loyal and want to be active and take part. But there's a, you know, 90% of the other group who you don't ever hear from.
Right.
So you, until, you know, something happens, and then all of a sudden via Facebook or all these other social media outlets, all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork and start talking. You're like, huh, okay, I guess they were paying attention. So, yeah. It is a little, it's interesting.
Well, I think it says a lot about you guys is that, you didn't, you don't have obviously huge egos because in the element, you never really thought you were that big of a deal. I mean, you were doing your job every day.
That's and, the honest to God truth. Right, it is. I'm not kidding.
No, and you step away, it's like, wow, maybe I was a big deal.
I mean, I would crawl in a minute before, actually 20 seconds before.
Airtime.
And you just do your thing and you really didn't think about that. Hey, Murph?
Yeah, you and preparation never went together at all.
No, that's...
I was never accused of over-preparing.
No, that and that... and John has kept that quality.
No, but my whole thing was whenever I went anywhere, and this was a good thing that I had John with me a lot of times, but when I would go someplace, I want to get in and get out, and I didn't make a big deal. I didn't want to, I would prefer nobody knew I was there, right?
Yeah.
But when, you know, John's a little different because he was on TV so many years, so people instantly recognized him a lot of times in one places. They didn't necessarily recognize me because, you know, my amount of TV time was pretty minimal compared to his. Yeah. So he would handle that, most of that stuff, and I could just kind of, you know, hang around on the outside and do my thing and then get out, you know.
You know what's funny, though, Murph? It's like even last night I stopped for a little glass of wine at a place here downtown, and this one guy was—he goes, "Oh my gosh, John Mino from 101," and it's like once you're—I mean, that's been years, what, 12 years or something. But it's funny how you are kind of branded then with that, and not in a bad way, but it's just like it's—you realize you—you know—made a memorable impact, and you know, for good or bad.
Well,
you know, that station's been a iconic station in the market for, you know, getting close to 50 years, right?
So. Yeah.
It's been a part of people's lives for so many years, and it's I always said it was a generational radio station. So, you know, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, you know, sons, daughters, brothers, everybody grew up listening to it. So, yeah, if you were on it, it was kind of a big deal.
And I think what you kind of said this, but you become part of their life. I mean, it's
part of their routine. Their routine,
and like this guy that we just had on Jeff that was just on here just grew up with John Mino, who's a little starstruck, and I'm like, it's just John Mino. But anyway,
were you starstruck when I started working with you?
Well, you don't get to the just John Mino part till about 6 to 8 months after.
Like the first time I walked in hungover, you're starstruck.
And then I say, Tammy, just kick him. He'll wake up.
I got a text here from Tina. Says, losing those three in the morning feels like a horrible breakup.
Right.
That meaning, of course, you and Katie and Nick with the most recent regime. And it's really been bizarre, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how quick that went, too, because Katie was, you know, with me almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And then Nick, like you said, when you left, so about 12-ish,
yep.
11 to 12. So it's amazing how time flies. And, you know, Katie, well, she refused to leave, remember?
I mean, I know. She was our intern, and we're like, okay, well, your internship is up. She's like, well, I'm not going anywhere. Well, no, you have to. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to show up every day. And she did.
Yeah, she actually wrote out our little contract that we had to sign that we would not get rid of her.
Yes, she'd be a lifetime intern. She'd come in every day no matter what. Yeah, and then finally hired her. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was her thing, and then she was super happy being there, and she stuck with it. So.
Well, Murph, we just want to say hello, see how you're doing. Like I said, I can't go anywhere with people not asking me how you're doing and whatever. So I just want to get you on, let everybody know, hey, you're still you're doing well.
Well, that's great. Missing everybody. I want to say hi to everybody, and hope everybody's doing well, and thanks for reaching out.
Right. Outstanding. Enjoy your time in Florida before you come back, brother.
All right. Thank you, pal.
Thanks for being here, Murph. Appreciate it.
Yep. See you later.
Mino the Mayor, Murphy in the Morning. We'll be back with a lot more right after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no. Of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.